You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Jeremy, if people want to reach out, what are the best ways to reach you boys in the morning?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find us there or go to our Facebook page. We're on it all morning. Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
That's actually where this one came from. It's just
MM.
My sister is back together with her ex-boyfriend. It's their third time to try it. I'm like, what the what? How many, and I'm just reading this verbatim from her. I'm like, what the what? How many times are you guys going to try this? Either get married or never see each other again, but make up your flipping mind. My question for you is, she's talking to us now. My question for you is, why do couples do this? That is from MM. Break up, get back together, break up, get back together, break up, get back together.
Love that drama, don't you? You're thriving off of it. And it's easy. I've always defaulted. It's just easier to go back to what you know. You know what to expect than getting out there and dating a bunch of other people. You just go back. You know? You've
never done this before in your life, though, right?
No. Once you do me wrong, you're dead to me. Ain't nobody time to go back to the well.
I've done it with multiple people.
Why did you do that?
I never sat and gave a lot of thought to why. It just seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
You just sent that text, hey, you up?
No.
What are you doing?
In fact, Gretchen and I dated for a while and then went our separate ways
and then got back together again later.
Yeah. And it wasn't like a big deal and it wasn't like a big blow up or anything like that. We dated and we stopped dating. Then we started dating. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't like this big, like you said, the drama. I don't even remember there being a lot of drama around it. It was just.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people there is. I mean, they're fighting and they break up and you get to hear about it and then they're back together and your friends are like rolling their eyes.
Are the fascinating thing to me are the people who get married, divorced, and then remarry. It's not just dating.
Yeah, I have an aunt and uncle like that.
I have a brother who did that. He married somebody, they got divorced, and they got remarried. And I've dated someone whose parents did that. Her parents divorced, and they were apart for probably 10 years.
Wow.
Then got back
that's
together.
That's quite the stretch to get back
remarried.
Together. Wow. That's crazy. I don't know why people do that. I never had the inkling to or the thought to do it. You just move on, you know? But 3, 4, 5 times that people are doing this? What is
now,
that?
I will say that when you start getting up to 4 times... I can see twice and maybe even see 3 times. But when you start getting to 4 or 5 times.
It's an addiction or something, isn't it?
I guess.
It's a weird.
Yeah, I have questions about that. Like what?
You're getting off on it somehow. You are truly thriving off the drama and you love it.
I see. I'm not going to go that far. I don't think that that could be with some people. But I'm not going to say you automatically if you break up, get back together 3, 4 times.
What else
with
is
someone.
There? It's like you.
I don't.
You
know,
miss the fights.
No, you and I are not in it, so we don't understand why. But I'm not gonna default to they automatically love drama.
I am.
They probably,
I just did. I did. I am.
Maybe they hate drama, which is why they break up and then they get back together because they think the drama is over.
Yeah, this time's gonna be different.
This time
I love
will be
you.
Different.
And
well, like the couple that I was talking about, my ex-girlfriend's parents who broke up and 10 years later got back together. And once they got back together, I mean, rock solid.
That's good. That's
and a great couple.
Maybe enough time went by that you do genuinely realize that they were meant for me. I've done something else for a decade and I've missed them so much. And then boom, you're back in. You know, you're together versus these people that are on again, off again every 3 to 6 months. Maybe, you know, it could be drama, or maybe it really, truly is just a booty call one night, you know, or three nights, essentially, and you're back together after, you know, a night of cocktails or something. You reach out, you get freaky-deaky, and you're like, oh my gosh, we're back together, aren't we?
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. It could be also simply the you're convinced that the grass is greener kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you get back out there and you realize, oh, you know, for all the difficulties I had with this person,
their grass was great.
Yeah. They're still
they had
a
nice
step
grass.
Up. Nice grass. Yeah. They're still a step up from what else is available.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to learn that, you know, for some people, you've got to learn that, you know, it's the whole, you don't appreciate what you've got till it's gone kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, so you break up and then you're like, oh man.
I miss
and then you,
you
got to keep your fingers crossed that they're going to want to get back
right.
together with you.
But then again, it's like the third time though, the third time around.
Yeah. Three and four starts getting interesting, I think. But yeah. Hey, if people want to tell us why, maybe I guarantee you we've got listeners who have broken up and gotten back together with someone a minimum of three times. This one said, please don't use my name, and I won't, but listen to this. She says, I was married to a guy, got divorced, got remarried, got redivorced. Same guy, by the way. And now, 3 years after the second divorce, we're dating again. She says, I'm afraid to even tell my friends and family because I don't want the grief from them. But I will say it's the best it's ever been, and I'm hopeful.
Well,
now, isn't that an interesting angle?
Yeah.
Please, you know, they're more concerned about how their friends and family are going to react, which makes sense.
Yeah, I would think so.
I can see why she would be gun-shy to even say anything to anybody. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to do that eye roll you were talking about. Like,
we go again.
Didn't you learn your lesson the first two times?
That was a much deeper note than the one Gabe just sent in. I just kept going back because she was so hot.
Oh, you sound like a catch, Gabe.
Gabe says, I kept seeing what she was doing on Instagram and I would get jealous.
Well, yeah,
that's a whole other thing, too.
That's a counseling.
Bit of a controller. And then David on our Facebook says, my mother-in-law has been married seven times to six different people. So husband number two is also husband number five.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Seven different times.
Well, that's a different topic.
That's different,
also.
Too. Yeah.
Chris says, my parents were that couple. They were married 19 years, got divorced, and then 6 years later remarried, and they're happier than they've ever been. See, I think that happens more frequently than we think.
Probably, yeah.
Because you realize, like I said, you realize, oh, this is better than anything that's out there. Miriam says, I once broke it off and got back together with a guy six times. And honestly, if he called tomorrow, I'd at least think about a seventh time. We love each other, but just can't live together.
Hmm.
Now, that's an interesting point, too. If that's the case, would you be open to the idea of just dating for the rest of your life?
I guess so. They've got to do that little thing that you like to talk about, getting like side-by-side apartments or townhouses or something.
Get a duplex and each be on each side.
Or a condo even, you know. One of you is upstairs, one of you is downstairs.
Yes.
Run up and down.
Knock three times on the ceiling. Yeah. All right, here is, help me with this pronunciation. Tuscany, is that right?
Yeah.
Hello, Tuscany. What's on your mind?
So I'm kind of a serial redater. And honestly, it's because I'm kind of a hothead. And I feel like a lot of younger friends of mine are also that way. Where it's like you break up in 30 seconds and then you're like, oh my God, what a mistake. And then it just goes on like 10 times.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember why you broke up this last time?
Honestly, just like dumb arguments over like dumb things. Like, oh my gosh, you haven't taken me on a date in a whole week. And then you're like, that was a dumb thing to break up over. So you get back together and then like the same thing 2 weeks later.
But if you recognize that, then why do you keep doing it if you know
you're
overreacting?
A hothead? You got to control your emotions a little bit better.
Yeah.
Go past. We just do things. And then we.
Or if
and then you're in the moment, right, and then you get them, okay.
Or if you're dating Tuscany, take her out once a week, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Take her out to Tokyo Joe's or something.
Tuscany, thank you for the call. We'll do one more quick call. We've got to make it quick. Nate, good morning. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're super
We're great. What do you think about this?
So I'm currently a senior who goes to Chaparral High School. So I'm taking this from a teenager perspective this time.
Okay.
So from a teenager's perspective, I think, to be honest, it's not really worth it for dating, because I was in a relationship a couple months ago for, I believe it was 7 months, and the thing that I've noticed about it is that it draws you back from what you really love to do. So
okay,
that's what I think.
All right,
that, but other than that,
all right. Well, listen, hold on a second.
That's a couple deep phone calls there.
Nate, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Nate.
Yeah, high school's a different world, though, because
you're breaking up and getting back together all the time,
like on the same day
with multiple people.
The same day.
You know what we need to do? Josh,
get Josh in the studio.
Let's talk to Josh, because I know he's been looking for love.
One quick thing that I want to ask young Joshua about.
He's got his headphones on. Turn his mic on. There you are. Hey, buddy.
So, first of all, Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
And secondly, what's this rumor I heard that you were going back out with the woman you just split with? Is that true?
Yeah, actually this weekend we had a nice little lunch date.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just
What
got
brought
a,
you back together?
A text message, actually. A text message about the concert that we went to this last week, the John Mayer one, and I found a picture of us, and I was like, hey, sent the picture, and she was like, oh, that's such a good picture, and we kind of talked, and then all of a sudden I got the text, you know, I miss talking to you, and I was like, you know, I kind of do too, and so we got to talking again, and then I was like, well, look, let's go out to lunch, and we got lunch this past Saturday, so it was fun.
How'd it go?
It was good.
Did
I mean,
you guys make out?
I don't know. No, it was good. I mean,
if you don't know, I can see why she broke up with you.
What'd she order? What was she wearing?
Oh, my gosh.
No, hold on a second.
They broke up in the first place because of us, Dom. We were, critiquing him that one day, a month ago, and talking a
Is
bunch
that true?
Of smack. And then, a day later, he's like, yeah, we broke up.
Is that true? Did you guys break up because of the show?
No. We have our own little things that we deal with. But, yeah.
It was us.
Okay, let me ask.
Don't ruin it. Be gentle.
Are you guys back together?
No, not officially. Not officially.
Not officially?
No.
Are you talking about it?
I'm not going to speak for her, but I'm personally thinking about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have such a good time together. We really do in person.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Are you going to pass a little note over to
her
that says, will you go to prom with me?
Yes,
check one of these boxes.
Next week.
Listen, would you quit doing the young male thing of overthinking and worrying about what your friends are going to say?
Tell her right now.
Just ask the girl out.
Tell her right now that you love her.
Just say, I love you.
Tell her now.
Whoa.
Caitlin, right?
L World. Yeah.
Caitlin, Josh.
Just say it right here on the radio.
Tell her.
Caitlin, I love you. Just say it.
I refuse to say that.
We'll say it for you.
Sorry.
Caitlin, Josh loves you, and he talks about you all the time.
Oh, my God.
And he says you're so pretty, and you smell really good.
Caitlin, if he does not strike this back up with you, he's an idiot, okay? Because you are a catch.
Although he said something about how she's not the best kisser, but
there's room
for improvement.
Oh,
was that what you said?
God.
Practice makes perfect, right?
Oh, my God.
That's right, cute. You're cute.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck, man.
Keep us in the loop. You better.